This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun. Breath of that beautiful smell when you're going by a dairy farm. Wow. It is fabulous. I grew up around cow manure and, the dairy report that I used to do on the local radio station where I was here in Massachusetts. I actually did it a couple of stations in Massachusetts and in Ohio where I worked as well. The dairy report was always fun because I could remember I talked about corn and forage and the reports from the markets and all that stuff. But then I always would put in something about the smell, the atmosphere. Being around a farm and what the odors were, I referred to them as fragrances. And some of the women who were in my life used to laugh at me because referring to manure as a fragrance it seemed to be a stretch for them. However, it isn't for those of us who enjoy and love the beauty of the farm, and that's what we do here on this program, extol the value and virtue of farming, the agricultural pursuits of the American family farmer. This is Good Days, American Family Farmer program, an hour devoted to problems that American family farmers and family-run ag businesses and the locavores who use our products, problems that being researched or figured out because we are into solutions here. So hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. I'll have some comment later on as to what I thought the president might have considered in his recent address to the nation, things that he did say, things that he didn't say, things that he maybe ought to have said. We'll leave that. And my comments certainly provoke your comments. You can certainly anytime email me Doug at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com, Doug at DougStephan.com for ideas you'd like me to pursue, things you want to know more about, comments on things that I have said or about people and institutions that we have had in our focus. Such is the case with Ms. Susie Kahn, who is here along with her husband, Gary. They own and operate Willow Creek Alpacas. For those of you who read, know that I say this with a smile on my face, with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek, but you've heard the president and some of his followers talk about the Times. Any newspaper that has Times in it, L.A. Times, New York Times, et cetera, not on the on their favorite reading lists, shall we say. And it's actually, the New York Times has never been on my favorite reading list, for one exception, or maybe a number of exceptions. Let me qualify. I don't care for the editorial position the New York Times takes. I just don't care, because I don't need them to tell me how to think or what the real news is or any of that stuff. I don't need that. But what I do find attractive or helpful in the New York Times is often there's a supplement that deals with something that I'm interested in. It might be health, nutrition, it might be something to do with activities and pursuits, or in this case, it has to do with life on a hobby farm. You may have seen, excuse me, this, if it was a report, you can call it that, or the story in the Times about Willow Creek Alpacas. The story of Susie Kahn and her husband, who operate this farm. Ms. Kahn was an advertising executive, lived in Nashville. She'd never seen an alpaca. So I guess that's where we start, Susie, if I may call you Susie. Why alpacas?
Well, first of all, you can certainly call me Susie, and thank you so much for your call this morning. I do want to let you know that we are experiencing some pretty severe weather. We've had some tornadoes touch down and all those interesting things, but we're pretty sure it's gone past our area now. So just wanted to let you know that, just in case we do get cut off.
We want you to hold on for dear life. I know we were talking about the problems with the tornadoes this time of year. Where actually are you, in Tennessee, or where exactly are you?
Yes, we live about 35 miles southeast of Nashville.
Okay.
I worked in and around Nashville for the last 20 years and just retired last October.
All right. So part of the focus of this article in the New York Times was what people are doing, and this came, by the way, I'm not going to be so egotistical as to suggest that after the New York Times heard me talking about what retired people are doing, that they went out and wrote the article, but I do think I've observed this before and believe that it's happening more and more often. People who are your age, my age, our age, I have a farm already, so I don't need to buy one, but there are those who have worked in cities, those who have had executive jobs, that now as they've retired and have some money, seem to be fascinated with the farming lifestyle. So you find people here, there, and everywhere who are buying little plots of land. I don't know how large. I think you have about, what, 40 acres? Am I right? How much land do you have in your farm?
Well, actually, we only have 6.5 acres, but the fantastic thing about alpacas is that they eat very little, so you can have 8 an acre. And so we actually have about, I'd say 2, 2.5, 3 acres that are actually fenced in for our animals.
Yeah, see, you can do that. I can't with my cows. You got to have at least 1 acre per cow. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But the alpacas don't eat as much, and they're different in their choice of foods. I have a friend, matter of fact, I sold my home farm last year that I'd been on for 38, 39 years to a family woman who always wanted to have a farm, and fortunately she's in a position, she and her husband, to buy a place like mine, about 30 acres in a suburb of Boston, and this was a smaller farm. I still have a big farm down the street, big in terms of what we have around here, 114 acres, and so what she decided to do with her farm was raise alpacas, and it seems to be something that is coming of age. And I guess I go back to the question I asked you, Willow Creek Alpacas, which is the name of your farm. Why was it that you decided on raising alpacas?
Well, as I stated in the article, about 10 or 11 years ago, Gary and I went to a county fair, and I had never seen an alpaca, did not know anything about them, and saw their faces and their demeanor, and just absolutely instantly fell in love with their whole being, and started researching it about 10 or 11 years ago, and we bought 2 young males in the fall and bought 3 females the following spring, and everything else has been born here since then.
Really? What's their gestation? I don't know much about this lady has been trying to teach me. I keep bringing her articles, and I sent her the stuff on you because she's eating up everything that she can. What is there in their gestation period that's different? Do they have a 6-month gestation period? How long does it take for
a little
blubber
to develop? No, the gestation period is 11 and a half months.
Is it?
Yes, and they only have 1 cria. The baby is called a cria, C-R-I-A.
Yep.
And they only have 1, so it's a slow, regenerative process. And
so 1 mother can only have 1 child, that's it? She cannot reproduce after 1?
Oh, yes, she can have, but she can only have 1 at a time.
One at a time, can't have twins. Or
right.
Yeah, okay, cows
right.
can have twins and triplets. Okay, got it. All right, let's pause for a moment here and give some room for thought, thinking about what Susie Kahn is telling us. We're learning about why she and her husband, both in their 70s, have decided to keep working, having a farm in this area of Tennessee, where there's lots of great farmland, frankly. That story continues on this week's American Family Farmer, 15 past the hour. Farmers are like pretty much everybody else who's in the small business world. Farmers are hiring. It's very frustrating. I can tell you, as a farmer all my life, finding help on the farm is extraordinarily difficult. It's hard no matter what. And there have been some comments made about the impact of public policy on hiring, looking for laborers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't make any difference what job you're looking to fill. I will tell you there's only one way to fill it, and that's to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do that, and you will find quality candidates. What do you need? Do you need a milker? Do you need somebody to be a herdsman? Do you need someone who is an expert in grafting and creating new and better tomatoes? Whatever you need on your farm, you can find the job by using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Your job will be posted in a couple of hundred job sites all around the country, social media. So somebody who's fit for your job, who's got exactly the skills you're looking for, will see that, and they will come to you courtesy of the help that you'll get from ZipRecruiter.com. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. You'll be able to quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire them fast. So farmers, beware of trying to find somebody or something that you can't on your own. It's hard work. Let ZipRecruiter do the work and get it free courtesy of my deal with them. ZipRecruiter.com for new hires. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
19 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer, Service of the Good Day program. Life on a hobby farm is our focus with Susie Kahn, who along with her husband Gary have operated a farm for now. When did you actually get this place operational? You retired a little while ago. You're both 70. So how long did it take you to get things running?
Well, we moved to the farm having no idea that we were going to have livestock about 17 years ago, and we bought our first alpacas about 10 or 11 years ago.
Huh. So then you've made a business out of it, but you have done what a lot of other people have done. There are those who complain. There are those who say you're not a real farmer because you're a hobby farmer, and you're a gentleman, or your husband's a gentleman farmer, you're a gentle lady farmer. But you're doing, from what I see in this story in the New York Times, you're doing all the work. So you must smell from time to time and get into it, right?
I tell you what, Gary and I both do all the chores. Of course, baling the hay and feeding and scooping alpaca poop. So I would say we're pretty much farmers.
Scooping alpaca poop. There's a business.
Well, the cool thing
that.
About it is alpaca poop is pellets.
Like sheep poop.
Yes.
Right.
And you do need to scoop it at least once every 2 or 3 days because of parasites. So it's not like a cow or a horse that just goes out in the pasture.
Yeah.
But the positive thing is that alpacas, decide a definite area to make their poop pile, and they all go to that same poop pile. So.
Right. Alpaca poop piles as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Daughter, she's a farmer. Susie Kahn is here. I'm not a farmer's daughter either. I'm not even a farmer's son. I started on the farm not from my family, but from the connections I had in my neighborhood running away from home when I was almost too young to get on a bicycle and go to the farms and learn about the fabulous world of cows and calves and life in general. And that's what the farm has given me. And I'm sure it's giving Susie and Gary Kahn a wonderful life. You're learning about life. It's great for your children, your grandchildren, don't you think? I mean, what have you learned about life from raising these alpacas? We're talking to Susie Kahn, whose husband, she and her husband operate Willow Creek Alpacas. Their website is willowcreekalpacas.com, willowcreekalpacas.com, and tnalpaca.org. So if you want to see what life is like on there, farm, you can check that out. So anyway, what have you learned? What do you take with you when, you know, you sort of look over what it is that you created there?
I think it's probably the now we started raising animals before we retired, and you know the stress of an eight hour working day, and it didn't seem to matter how bad the day was when I would go down to feed the animals and be with them. My heart rate would slow down, and one of them would always do something to make me smile or laugh, and that's true still today. I think it's one of the most relaxing, fulfilling lifestyles. It's hard work. You know, you get an animal that's sick, then you get very concerned because they're kind of your babies. We have 13, and over the years we've had to put down three and lost some crias when they were born, and you know how heartbreaking that is. But yeah, overall, it's a very, very fulfilling lifestyle. They're highly intelligent animals. You shear them in the spring, and you're able to have their fleece processed, and I make scarves and hats and gloves, and I sell alpaca socks, and it's wonderful to have an animal that I can, you know, harvest their fleece and pretty much break even with the care and vet bills or whatever with the animals and still have this fantastic lifestyle.
Yeah. I can't tell how many times I've driven through Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I remember it because of the unusualness of the name. So I know exactly where you are, some great mountains, and I'm betting you're nestled between a couple of mountains with some pretty fabulous land. I'm looking at some pictures of what's there. It looks very nice. And these animals themselves. I think a lot of people confuse alpacas with llamas. Llamas are nasty. From what I know about them, and alpacas are very gentle. Am I right?
Well, you're absolutely right. The llama is a guard animal, and a lot of people have llamas to guard their alpacas. And the alpaca is an animal of prey, so they're very, very gentle, very non-confrontational. There are a lot of alpaca farmers that are retired like we are, or just women that are able to raise them, and they're just very easy to handle, very easy to halter train, highly intelligent, and, you know, you're absolutely right. Llamas can get a little bit confrontational, and they're very much, you know, they have their space, and they don't want you to infringe on their space.
Yeah, but I'm sometimes a little dramatic, but any llama, I actually have two places that are next door to me. One of them has llamas, the other one has alpacas, and I've been close up and personal with both of them, and I'd much rather be around the alpacas, as they just seem to have there's an awareness. Maybe that's what it is. They're curious buggers, and they just seem to be looking around at everything. They're a heck of an astute animal. And I want to talk about how their bodies work. And we're just getting into alpacas and this kind of farming on the American Family Farmer, so please stay with us. It's 28 past the hour. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically help support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Teenagers and sleep, it's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that. Indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money.
Sometimes hard to keep the farmers on their feet. It's a very difficult reality. It's not for the faint of heart, no question about that. And I think I get from our conversation here with Susie Kahn the tone of her voice, the tenor of her voice. She's not someone who easily would be, shall we say, put off by the work that needs to be done when you're operating a little farm, big farm, whatever it is. She and her husband take the responsibility for the care of these animals. She's raising alpacas at Willow Creek Alpaca Farm, website willowcreekalpacas.com, and we're going through what it is that makes this worthwhile. The focus here on these animals and the farm comes as a result of seeing an article in the New York Times about retirement life for a lot of people as they get older. You got a long career in a certain area, and there's something that you want to do. Life is not over. It's just time for a change. So 16 years ago in College Grove, Tennessee, they bought themselves this farm, and now they're working their way through. And the way you describe it, Ms. Kahn, is that you're having a good time. You don't mind the hours. And that's the thing. You have to not be thinking about yourself. In order to make this work, any farm, it cannot be that it's yours. And there's self-motivation, but if you're doing it expecting to get external rewards, probably not a great way of approaching it. Would you agree that this is about the animals and it's about the internalizing of what happens, the benefits and the other things? Am I right on that?
You're absolutely right. But we do, you know, we do reap a lot of benefits from the animals. They're very calming. Like I said, when you've had a rough day, whether being retired or whatever, going down and being with the animals, they are highly intelligent, and each one of these critters of ours have a distinct personality. We have one girl that's had six babies, and we call her the diva because she'll give you a look sometimes like, I am in charge down here. And then we have one that gives me kisses every morning. And, you know, it's a wonderful lifestyle. I love being able to share it with kids. We have small groups that come here and tour the farm.
Teach them about animals. It isn't a big animal. I've found in my, I use my farm, my dairy farm in Massachusetts here as a teaching facility as well, Susie. And what I find most troubling is that the children who come in, 4, 5, 6 years of age are already sort of skewed. They're afraid of something just because it's big. I mean, I grew up on the farm. I wasn't afraid. I'm not afraid of much of anything, frankly. Maybe that's my problem because I fall off things and hurt myself doing stuff that most people think I'm crazy to do. But I'm not afraid. And we have such a fear-based society. My God, children and adults are afraid of everything. They got to have all this stuff put on those things to get rid of the bugs and the bacteria. For God's sakes, let them go out and get in the dirt. I never get sick because I grew up around manure and dirt, and I think it was pretty good for me, frankly, and I'm still around manure and dirt.
Well, one of the wonderful things about alpacas is they're so... you know, they're just totally non-confrontational. And my grandkids have been going down and hand-feeding them. I put a small amount of grain in their hand at 2 years old, and they eat right out of their hand. And I don't have any fear of the animals, you know, jumping at them or anything. And they love kids because they're smaller than them and they're not intimidated by small children. So it's been a great learning process when small groups of Girl Scouts come here. We had one group came that was 62 kids, which was a little scary. But, you know, it's wonderful because they see how gentle these animals are and how wonderful it is to live on a farm and have gorgeous, wonderful animals to raise.
Well, I don't, and the other side of it is, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Not all big animals are sweet and kind. I wouldn't let any of the children, I don't let my adults get into, I often, especially with the heifers, first time cows, get them bred, I put a bull in with them, and sometimes a Jersey bull, after they're 18, 20 months old, 22, 24 months old, they get pretty nasty. So I get them out of there. I just dispense with them because I don't want that problem, not only for people who work with me, but for the people who are around. So it isn't, it's that you have to use common sense, or you got to ask, or you need to learn inquiries. Like I'm, let me go down that street with you for a second. I'm wondering, so I just did a little, quick search. The llama and the alpaca, but as long as we're talking about alpacas, we use them as the example, have a long neck. Their neck's about 3 feet long. And so what I did was look up, because I know giraffes have a 6 to 8 foot long neck, and Mother Nature has instilled in their neck sort of a pump that pumps the blood up into their brain so that they can continue to function, or that their brain can continue to run the activities in their body, as we all have automatic nervous systems that keep our heart going and our breathing going and that sort of thing. And apparently the alpacas have one of those little devices in their neck to get the blood up to their head too. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. We've one of the positive things about raising alpacas in Tennessee is that we have a fantastic University of Tennessee Vet School, and we go over and have seminars once a year all day long, vets teaching us everything that we should know and probably don't know, and we're learning, you know, because we've only been in this country 35 years, so we're learning daily. But yes, I did know that. Isn't that an interesting fact? God does make our animals just to be exactly what they are.
Yep, they are, and they're a great way for us to learn about lots of different things. So, how many friends have you made? Do you have a new social circle because of your being on the farm rather than in the city 40 miles away?
We have an association in Tennessee. There's a national association called AOA, which is Alpaca Owners Association. And then there's one in the southeast, SEAA, Southeastern Alpaca Association. And we have one here in Tennessee called Tennessee Alpaca Association. And we try to get together 3 or 4 times a year. We have seminars, learning seminars, pasture management, because it is a little bit different for these animals.
Yeah.
And yes, we get together and we knit and we crochet together and weave and learn from each other. And probably the best thing is that we learn about our animals from each other. Like, okay, I'm getting my grain over here because it is a special grain for alpacas. So it is a social group. There's a huge alpaca show in East Tennessee this weekend in Sevierville, where they had the horrible fires, but Sevierville really wasn't damaged that much. There'll be about 600 or 800 animals over there this weekend. So
what makes them? Yeah, I'm looking at some of the animals that you have you're selling some of the excess you haven't heard. What makes them a different color? I'm fascinated. I mean, a Jersey is pretty much brown, and you see different spots and colorations and stuff. What makes an alpaca a different color?
Why? There are 34 different colors or shades, from white to black, browns, grays, rose grays. You can do your very best to breed for a certain color, but we found out we have a beautiful white animal from a black female. We have a black female from a white female. So color is a little bit harder to breed for. If you breed two whites, pretty much you're going to get a white, but if there is a black or a brown in the history, in the genetics, then a lot of times that color will come through. So it's kind of a surprise every time, you know, we have Kriyas born on the farm. Of course, they're wonderful. And let me tell you something really exciting about alpacas. And this is bred into them they were in South America for 6,000 years, but they have their Kriyas normally before 1 o'clock, and by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that animal is up and running.
Really?
Yes. It is amazing to watch, and by that night, the mama's chasing it all over the pasture. It's just a phenomenal.
Takes cows calves a little longer to get up and
But, you know, that's the way they're raised, because they're animals of prey, and they have to be able to be up and running with the herds.
They've adapted to their what the realities are of their life. What is I think about the cost of a heifer. I just bought some heifers. They're yearlings, and I think we paid $450 for an under yearling Jersey calf, a full grown Jersey cow. At freshening might be worth $1,200-$1,400. An organic one might be worth a couple of grand. What do you charge, or what are these animals worth? I have no idea how to price them or what they're worth.
An alpaca, the price range can range from $1,000 to $1,500 up to $75,000. It depends.
At what age and how is it determined? Is it bloodline and things?
It's the bloodline and the quality of the fleece, the fineness of the fleece. And I will tell you something that you probably don't know, and maybe your listeners don't know. Alpaca fleece is the second most precious fiber in the world, next to cashmere.
Yeah. So those, I hope you sell a lot of them, because that'll help you defer the cost of having. We all want to find ways of deferring the cost of running our farms. Hold on a second. I have a few more minutes with you. What a delight, Susie Kahn from Willow Creek Alpaca Farm in Tennessee. Here at 45 after the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Is a typical school day for a public school teacher too rigid? In other words, do teachers have the freedom to teach in ways that they view as most effective? A national survey of American public school teachers found that the percentage of teachers who perceive that they have low autonomy in the classroom rose by a whopping 44% in a recent 8-year period. Teachers have less autonomy these days because of a myriad of new government regulations aimed at increasing student test scores and making schools more accountable. Let's be fair, everyone wants to raise student performance, but some experts believe that by placing too many regulations on teachers, government is choking their ability to be creative. A little less red tape governing how classrooms run could help schools retain the best teachers and attract new ones to the profession. As Congress and a new president think of ways to reduce government regulations, many educators are hoping that they'll focus on rules that govern classrooms, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, 47 after a couple of more moments here with this lovely person who, along with her husband, Susie Kahn, running this alpaca farm in Tennessee. The Tennessee Alpaca Association, you're president of that group, so that's probably where you go for Tennessee, TNALAlpaca.org, and Willow Creek Alpacas.com. I was just looking, isn't it funny how you find things? I was looking at one of my farmer magazines here, and there's an ad for a fellow who's retired. It reads, retiring hobby farmer, 3 tractors, small square baler, kicker, wagons, that sort of thing. So I think you told me at the beginning of the hour, you and your husband do all of that yourself, right? You bale all your own hay and you grow whatever you need other than grain for these animals?
Well, with just 6.5 acres total, we buy the hay.
So you don't go outside and do work off the farm, in other words?
Yeah, we do. We have to buy hay off the farm. Because we just don't, we just don't have the room to raise the hay, and it's much easier for us. So we buy hay usually once or twice a year, and these animals only eat like 1.5 cups of grain a day, so they don't really eat. You know, when you get the fleece off of them, they only weigh about 130 to 140 pounds, so they're not big animals. They look big, and they're in full fleece, but they're really not that big.
So if you go to the website, there's a real primer here, and that's one of the benefits of me making contact. So I can send people to Willow Creek. Say it again, Doug. There it is. WillowCreekAlpacas.com. And you can learn all about alpacas from these people sharing their information, the story about what they eat, all the questions that we've answered here sort of briefly. You can get in detail how do you do this if you decide you want to do this. But there are all kinds of things. The testament here from Susie and for others in this article that's in the Times, it is focusing on the idea that people, when they retire, want to do something constructive. And what's happening around the country is people are buying small farms and keeping up their physical activity. Good for you. Susie Kahn, thank you for being here with us on The American Family Farmer.
Hi. Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
So 53 after the hour. This week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, dairy farmer. I have credibility here. And thus, when I make my comments, they come from my heart, they come from my head, they come from my experience. And thus, I will make note of and give you my thoughts since the president delivered his policy speech, how it will impact or not the American Family Farmer right after these words.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 55 past the hour. The president delivered his first address to Congress, and I think as I look back over the last week or two, there was nothing unexpected about the president issuing an executive order to repeal the so-called WOTUS rule. If you don't know what that is, Waters of the U.S., the EPA's rule that affected negatively agriculture in so many different ways. Most of the farm groups that I know of that collectively and individually went after the government. There were all kinds of suits. I mean, it was ridiculous how much money was costing us to protect ourselves from us, in essence. The rule was a dramatic overreach, unprecedented expansion of federal jurisdiction. It was just plain stupid. And it was all over privately. I mean, it just shows you the mentality of these people who are they're well-intentioned, to be sure. They're community organizers, and they think they are the only ones who know anything. And farmers, what do they know about the land? I mean, it's that kind of stupidity that these environmental rules presented. And it was really frustrating for those of us who looked at these things and said, what is wrong with these people, basically? And so we move on from that, because that's kind of yesterday's news, although I guess the review of the president's policy and the state, it wasn't really the State of the Union, but it was his first address. What I find most distressing about it, and generally speaking, I think that I agree with most farmers that Trump was a better choice for agriculture than Hillary Clinton was. On that, most of us, I think, can agree. From there, we go down a slippery slope. I don't think that Mr. Perdue is a good ag secretary. I think Pruitt is a horrible choice at the EPA. I think there have been people appointed to the USDA and the FDA who just are not good. Having said that, also, what I note from a gentleman who's been on this program a number of times, somebody I support and respect, the president of the National Farmers Union, I belong, I'm happy to tell you, full disclosure, I belong to the National Farmers Union instead of the American Farm Bureau, because for me the Farm Bureau speaks for big ag and the NFU speaks for small ag, and that's small American family farms. That's what I am, and that's what many of the people who listen to this program are. So when he says to the president that he's upset, he issued the following statement after the president addressed the joint session of Congress, saying, quote, "President's agenda ought to begin to consider and prioritize the economic well-being of rural and farming communities." In the speech, the president failed to mention the words rural, farm, or agriculture, and yet he touched a lot of policy issues that could have major impacts on family farmers and rural communities. For example, president plans to revitalize the American economy and support the creation of jobs by renewing our trade agenda. His focus on improving trade arguments is good. Our members are concerned about his harsh rhetoric earlier and the strain it may be placing on our trading partners. And he goes on to say, Mr. Johnson goes on to say that immigrant laborers provide for our nation's food system and rural economies. He doesn't say anywhere that he supports illegal immigration, because he doesn't, and neither do I, and neither does anybody else who really has America, puts America first. But we have to, you know, we have to deal with the reality of Americans at the moment finding it easier to collect money than to work. So we do need to get legal immigration fixed so that we can have people to help harvesting some of our crops. And I think that's what Roger Johnson is suggesting. That's what I would suggest, and that's what I think you maybe ought to think about as you review in your mind where the president stands after this first month or so in office. I'm Doug Steffen with my comment here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.